That's not what the one-child policy was about. It's bad people who think that sex is worthless.
No worse, so they pay. I don't understand.
If you can't afford a permit, or if you can't have kids, what's the point in the bother of a relationship? That's what a lot of people think.
A lot of men.
We need time to iron the kinks out. But we got ourselves into this mess, and we all have to pay to get out of it. But we all have to sacrifice it. It's about change whilst upholding a certain standard of living.
You sound like Edward. Very
pretty. I just think... I mean, you don't see any of the good from here.
They've taken away 3 of my children. I never had them. And you never would. I think I would eat less and not have a car if it meant I could... If I could just hold one of them. I'm real too.
I know you are. I know. People won't give up those things, though. People are selfish, not used to doing without. Who took them away? The government. Erna, what was done to you? It is barbaric. That's not what the policy was supposed to do.
Just want to know what a baby's head smells like.
You will, Ona. One day you will.
I think it would smell like caramel.
Caramel?
She nods. He kisses her.
You taste sweet.
You cannot change people.
I think you can.
And that's where we have to end our excerpt. I'd just like to say a couple of things. Thank you so much. The first thing I wanted to say was, if anybody would like to discuss the play and what happens or any feedback or anything, please feel free to approach myself or the cast or Hannah the writer. And then finally, I'd just like to thank, obviously, Hannah the writer for letting us hear her current draft, and thank the cast. So Kieran Knowles, Sophie Steele, Regina Cole, and James Haywood. Thank you very much.